We are learning Masechtas Bava Kamma, Perek HaChayvel, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. We are starting a new Perek, Perek HaChayvel. Until now, we were talking about the first six parakim were about the Nezakim of Yomaman, Yomaman HaMazik, your property damaged someone else, or someone else's property. Then we had the seventh Perek, which deals with Geneva and Gzela, Geneva mainly, Kefal, Dal Vahey. And now in the eighth parak, we are talking about a Odom that's Mazik Odom, which actually could be one of the Arba Nezikim, Lefi Waman Diyomar, but it means that Odom HaMazik Odom, that's what our discussion in this parak will be. We know that if someone hurts someone else, he pays Chamisha Dvarim. It's learned out from the Pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim, and we learn out from Ayin Tachas Ayin that you pay Nezek, and we'll see how. We learn from Petza Tachas Petza that you pay Tsar, that's for the pain. We know Ripoy and Sheves from a first apostle. It says Rak Shifto Yitain, which means you pay for his lost wages. Verapi Yerapi, you pay for his doctor bills. And Boishas, it says in a different place, Vekatsoisa is a parashat Kisese, Vekatsoisa es Kappa. And that teaches us that you have to pay for the Boishas. Those are the Chamisha Dvarim, and that will be the discussion of our parak. Zok the new parak, zok the new mishtach. Chayel b'chaveroi, someone hurts his friend, he wounds his friend. Chayev alav mishum chamisha dvarim. He's chayev for five things. Benezek, that's the damages. How much is he worth less now? Betzar, the pain. Beripui, for the doctor bills. Besheves, for lost wages of a baishus and for the embarrassment. Benezek, keitzad, how do you evaluate the nezek? Keitzad, simas, eino, if he knocked out his eye, if he kita his yodu, cut off his hand, shiver his rag, he broke his foot. Royin oisa kilu hu eved nimka v'shok. Look, kilu he's an eved that's sold in the marketplace. V'shomen kama hoyof kama yof. And you see how much he was worth when his hand or foot was in perfect shape, and how much he's worth now. And you figure out the difference, and that's what you pay. Rashi says, top Rashi, v'sharei hiziko v'evsi the mama in zeh, shim hoya nitzrach ha'yimoich atzvei be'eved ivri. It says the eved ivri. So the Rosh already is bothered by this, because the eved ivri is only sold for 6 years. So it's not so much money if you sell for eved ivri. Terence is, you figure out how long he's going to live in every 6 years. First of all, it's hard to do. And second of all, that might be more money than selling all at one time. So the Rosh says it means be'eved kanani. And some of Matrik Rashi, Bakapodah, means you figure out how much the eved would be worth if be eved kanani, as a person being sold as a slave. And that's the...
How is he getting upgraded to a slave? What? He chopped off his hand, he's treated like a slave?
Yeah, good question. Just trying to figure out how much a hand is worth. How do you want to figure out how much a hand is worth? You want to tell me? So the way you figure it out is, not that he's being sold as a slave, a hand is worth, because you see how much a person is sold for before and after, that's how you figure out how much a hand is worth. Not that he's sold as a slave, of course not. What it means is just a way to figure out how much the hand is worth. Tsar, that's the best way to figure out how much a hand is worth. Now, if you have a different way, let me know, and I'll try to look into it. Tsar, well, how do you figure out tsar? Kavay v'shvudah v'masmer, if you hurt him, you burnt him, or you wounded him with a shpud, that's like a spear, or v'masmer, v'afilu, like a nail, v'afilu atzapana, even on his nail, on his fingernail, mokav shein eis chabura, is no chabura, oinim kama odom roitza ki yoitza v'zeh, odom, kama odom ki yoitza v'zeh, roitz lita liyas v'stavakach. You see how much a person, ki yoitza v'zeh, we'll touch that in a second, would take to be v'stavakach. Now, what's kiyotzi, does that mean? It depends on a person. Some people have bigger tolerance for pain, some people have less. So you figure out, this person who got the wound, how much he could tolerate. And that's how much you pay him. And Pasha sounds like, you figure out how much money he would take. You say, you know, I'm going to hurt you on your fingernail. How much money would it be worth for you for that tsar? That's tsar. So we did nezek and tsar. Ripui, so look, is it paid doctor bill? It's pretty straightforward. But the Mishnah explains like this. If you hurt him, you have to pay for the doctor bills. All about tzmachim, if that wound now created more wounds, you had blisters now in that wound. In machmas makah, if it comes from the makah, chayiv, you chayiv to pay for healing him. Shloim machas makah potter. If it's not machas makah, then you potter. Chayso, It wasn't like that, because so Pasha would mean, let's say, he got it from a cold. He had a cold. That's why he got the blisters. Obviously. So the Gemara says later on that this is a daf pehei. The Gemara says the case was he didn't listen to the doctor. He ate sweets and dvash aminim asika are not good for the makam. Because of that, that won't be the fault of the mazik, because he didn't listen to the doctor. If he doesn't listen to the doctor and does things wrong, and that's why the smachim came, then the mazik would not be chayv, be potter. That's shloy machmas makam. Chayisav and nistero. All these things, by the way, Gemara is going to go through and explain. Chayisav and nistero. If it got better, but then it went back to the wound, or it reopened. Chayisav and nistero. Chayisav and nistero, because it never really healed. But if you know that it really healed and it's done, then and now it opens up in Chavar Faisa, that's not the Mazik's fault. So that is Ripui. Sheves, lost wages. Now the problem like this, that why paying lost wages? You already paid him for his hand, Ki'ilu he was an Eved. So you already paid for that loss. So the Mishnah is going to tell you, but now without his hand, he still could do a job. He can't do his old job. He was a baseball player. He can't do it anymore. He's missing his hand. But now, at least he could watch. He could be a cashier, maybe. So then you pay him as a shayim kashum, which means he watches cucumbers, whatever his job is could be. Lamaisa, now that he's sick and he's healing, he can't do those wages. You pay him. You can't do that job. You pay him for those wages. Sheves. Already paid for his hand or foot, so you pay him ki'ilu, he's a shomer kashum, which means he watches cucumbers, that he sure could do, so you pay him for those lost wages. Boishes, hakol fi amavayis masvayis. When you figure out boishes, embarrassment, you figure out who embarrassed him, and what that person was, if he's an adam chashuv or not. And also, if a lowly person embarrassed you, it's more embarrassing. So it all depends, it all goes into the equation when you figure out the price of the boishes. So the Gemara. So how do we know you pay Nezek? Because the Pasuk says in the Torah that Ayin Tachas Ayin. That's what it says in the Torah. It says in Parashat Mishpatim, Ayin Tachas Ayin, Shein Tachas Shein, Yod Tachas Yod, Regel Tachas Regel. So if you hurt someone, if you hurt his eye, they take out your eye. If you hurt his tooth, you take out your tooth. That's the Pasuk Pshat, right? That's what it says in the Pasuk. But it says in our Gemara, it says in our Mishnah, you pay money. That's the Gemara discussion. Why do you pay money? Why are you saying you pay money? Because it's Ayin Tachas Ayin. Maybe it means the Ayin Mamish. Maybe it means actual eye. You knock out his eye. The Gemara says, no. Lo yisag adayta. Tell me to the Braisa. Yochol sima es enoi. You would think maybe if you knock out someone's eye, chas v'shom, masama es enoi, they knock out your eye. Kata es yodi, you cut off his hand. You break his foot, they break your foot. Tamalayim says in the Pasuk, Maka Odom Umaka Behema. The Pasuk says, Maka Odom Maka Behema, which we'll see which Pasuk we're talking about. Right now, I think we're talking about the Pasuk in Parshas Bahar, that's Parshas Bukhkaisa, I think it is. Umaka Behema Yishal Meno, Umaka Odom Yumas, that Pasuk. Umakish. Make a hekesh, maka odom maka behema. Ma maka behema tashlumim. Just like if you heard a behema, you're not going to behema, it's eye. You don't take out your eye, that's for sure not. It means they pay for it. Af maka odom tashlumim. Also, maka odom is also for payment. So the Gemara says that the reason why it's payment, not knocking out the eye, because you make a hekesh to behema. Vimnov shachloimer, and if you have a kasha on this, drasha, harei oimer, it says in the Pasuk, loisichu koifel nefesh rutzeach ashu rosh olamus. It says in the Pasuk that if someone murders, he gets chayv misa. And don't take money instead. Don't take kaif, which is money. Don't take money instead that he shouldn't get killed. But the deed is like this. It says, l'nefesh ritzeach. L'nefesh ritzeach, you have to look at kaifer. For a ritzeach, for a murderer, you don't take kaifer to patter him from his einish. Ava atalekeach, kaifer, l'roshay, avarm shayna, chayzrim. But you do take kaifer for someone who knocked off someone's aver that you do take kaifer for, you take money. So the Gemara really has two drashas. One drasha is from a hekesh to maka behema, and if that's not good, I have a drasha from l'nefesh ritzeach. So first of all, I analyze which maka or the maka behema is this drasha from. Hey maka, which pasuk we talk about? Ilema, this pasuk that we just mentioned before, which says maka behema yishal meno, maka adam yumas. So there, ahu b'ktalaksiv. There is talk about someone who killed someone. There, taka gets misa. So there's no hekesh over there, because there taka the lacha is if someone kills a person, he murders a person, he gets misa. A different pasuk. The pasuk says, "Umake nefesh behema yishal meno nefesh tachas nefesh." That the pasuk is veYikra Chavdal Yudches says, "Umake nefesh behema yishal meno nefesh tachas nefesh." That if you kill a behema, You pay nefesh tachas nefesh. And the next pasuk says, "Ve'ish ki de mumba misoy kasher also ken yosaloi." And a person who hurts his friend, just like he did, they'll do to you. Those are two pesukim, one after another. So that's the drasha. They're both talking about hurting a behemah and hurting a adam. And just like by behemah, you pay money. He always pay money. Frank Demara, that's not makke makke. Halav maku. It says ishki itin mumba misa. So we're makke there. So my answer is no. Hakol hakol kaminu. I'm talking about hurting someone. Hurting. It might say ishki itin mumba misa. It means you hurt someone. You hit him. Don't say the word hakol. And like Rashi explains, it doesn't have to be the exact same word. As long as it's the same idea, it's like v'shav ha'koyin avah ha'koyin, he brings down, you can still make this hekesh. You can still make this hekesh with gzera shava, it's actually still gzera shava, you can still make gzera shava, even though it's not the exact same word. And we dash like this. So it's really gzera shava, makeh makeh, ma ka amura b'behema l'tashlumim, just like the makeh by behema means tashlumim, so that's the drasha. But it says another pasuk. It says if you hurt a person, you get misa. So how can you say pay money? It says you get misa. So Gemara means b'mamon. Moisumos means b'mamon. First of all, we said that there's a hekesh or there's a gershav of makabeh mishamena that's afka money. Va'oid ksiv basre. It says after that pasuk, kashiyite mum ba'adam ken yinosim boy. And loshon ken yinosim boy is a loshon dava anosim yad liyad. And therefore, we know it's money. Shema mino mamin. So bottom line is right now we have a hekesh. Maka Odom to Maka Behema, just like Maka Behema is the Tashlumim, I'm calling it a Hekesh, but Kubik Zereshava, the same thing, that just like Maka Behema you pay money, Maka Odom also you pay money. Now the Brachta said, but if you don't like that, I have the Pasuk in Nefesh Yotzeach. Umay Imnuf Shachloimer, why wouldn't you like this Joshua? Umay Imnuf Shachloimer, Sukha Kasha Leitana, my Chazu Yafas Maka Behema, why are you learning out of Maka Behema, that means Tashlumim? Leila from Maka Adam. Learn that from Maka Adam. It says in Pasuk, Maka Adam Yumas. If you hurt and kill a person, you get Misa. So that's also a word Maka. Learn that from that Maka. Maybe learn that from Maka Adam Yumas that it means Mamish, take out his eye, or maybe that it kill him. Amri, Donim Nezikim, Nezikim, Donim Nezikim, Misa. Learn that Nezikim from Nezikim, not Nezikim from Misa. That's what we're not learning from Adam. Maka Adam. Adarab, Donim Adam Adam, Donim Adam Behema. Learn that Adam from Adam, not Adam from Behema. If you have a kasha on this, you're not clear about this drasha. Don't take money for a murderer. Because you have to kill him. For nefesh yotzeach, you don't take kaifer. But you do take money for someone that knocks off and hurts someone's rasha evarim. Frankly, Gemara. So, with dashing this possible, teach us that by wounding someone, you pay money. Is it coming for that? Don't you need it for something else? You need to teach you that you don't take money and kill him. No, you don't need a possible to tell you that you don't take money from him. And by a murderer, you don't charge him and kill him. You don't need a pasuk for that. Because hi, mikder v'shas in Africa. We learn from the pasuk, mikder v'shas, which teaches us they only give him one oinish and not two. You only mechayiv him for one and not for two. You don't give him two oinishim. Break the more by stolen that pasuk. We need for the gufe, which is you need for the etzem halacha that the Torah says. That the Torah says, "Lisishkum mamay mesifterei." You shouldn't take money from him to part of a misa. So you need it for that etzim din itself. Zok the Gemara, "Im kein lichtei rachmala lisichu koyfer laashu rosh lamos." Pasuk says very simply, "Don't take money for the person who's chayiv misa." Why lenefesh retzeach? Why have you speak out what he is? That he's a murderer. Lamali shmavina for this diak lenefesh retzeach yat lekeh koyfer. For the murderer, you don't take money. To pater him. Avat lekeh koyfel rosh yevarim shenei choyzrim. But you do take money for someone that damages someone by knocking off one of his rosh yevarim. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Okay, so now we have the possible sichu koifer. V'chim yachad l'ksil l'sichu koifer. Make make lomeli. What do you need zera shava of make make for? And for the Gemara Amri, imahai, if you would just have the pasuk of make, oh, if you just had the pasuk of nefesh r'teach, if you just had the pasuk of nefesh r'teach, imahai, have amina, you would say, iboye ein nosiv, iboye dvei ein nosiv. You have a choice. You can either give the eye, just like a r'teach gives his life, or you could give the money. It's up to you. There's no choice. It's only the choice is it's only tashlum only money. No tzad that it kill a person or hurt a person for hurting a behema. Af maka adam tashlumim. So learning from maka, this is the only way. This is the only way it should be that if someone hurts someone, he pays money, and there's no choice for him to do something else. This is the way it's done, and that you learn from maka. And we just said maka, I would say no. Let's learn from adam maka adam. That's what we need. L'nefesh r'teach. This pasuk teaches us that it's an oynish of mamon, not an oynish of knocking off his eye, knocking out his eye, and dafkat's mamon. Tanya, the more we go weiter, still more rayas to bring. Tomorrow, the next whole amud will be different rayas trying. Some of them are not going to work out, but different rayas they're bringing that when we say ayin takasayin in the Torah does not mean that if you knock at his eye, you knock at your eye. What it means is a payment of mammon. It means a payment. Tanya, Rabbi Stoyben Yudaima, ayin takas ayin mammon. When it says that you pay an eye for an eye, it means mammon. Ata'im mammon, does it mean money or ain't ela ayin mamish? It means the eye mamish. Amrit, ha'reisho is ainish azag gedoylo, ve'ainish azag dana. Let's say the mazik's eye was a huge eye, and the person he hurt knocked out the eye from with a small eye. It's not an eye for eye. It's not fair. You'll say like this. Oh, okay. If it's not the right size, maybe you'll take money. That can't be. Torah says, everyone has to be the same. So therefore, it's a raya, must be money. So I'm like, no, I don't like your pshat. I'm remind kosher. All it means is an eye for eye means not like the measure of the eye. It means I took his eyesight, they'll take my eyesight. That's what it means. So that's always tit for tat. That's fine. It's not a raya. You think it has to be the same eye? Now bring a raya to that yisoid. We know for sure by murder you get yichayev misa, right? So here we have a small person, Adam Nanas, a very, very short person, kills this big, huge 6'8 guy. So, or a gadol, a big guy, shargas katan, kill the small guy. Heche katlinalei. How do you do it? Kill him. Hatayra amra. The Torah says, mishpat echad yilachem, mishpat hashav lekochem. The Torah says that it's mishpat echad yilachem, a mishpat that's shava for everyone. Ella, what do you have to taina? Neshama shakumenei. This guy got killed. He lost his neshama. So you kill this guy. Neshama rachmona. This guy, you kill him. Hakadami, you're also, but I, Nahari Shakumane, Narakmanam Shakumane. By eyesight, also, don't tell me that the Raya is that his mom is because he's a big eye and a small eye. The bottom line is we took away his eyesight. That's just like my Misa, the same thing. That we took away his life. That is called tit for tat. That would be called eye for the eye. And why tak is any money if they're for the other drushas, Makabahima. This drusha, the Gemara says, I don't like this drusha. Murphy's another bright, so let's try another one. Tanya Yidach, Rabbi Shimon Yechoyimer, Ayin Tachas Ayin Mamon. When it says an eye for an eye, it means Mamon. At Oimer Mamon, you know, in Ela Ayin Mamish, maybe it means a eye Mamish. You knock out his eye. So Rabbi Shimon Yechoy says, no. Hareisha Yisuma, someone was blind, Vesima, and he blinded someone. Or Kita, he's missing a hand, Vekita, and he knocked off someone's hand. Chigar, he had a broken foot, Vechigar, and he broke someone's foot. Hechani Mekayim is the Ayin Tachas Ayin. How you came there? Eye for eye, doesn't have an eye. If I tell you, Mishra Yilachem, Mishra Shalakucha. So must be it's Mamni. We want to be equal to everyone. Amri, my kusha. Maybe really it's an eye for eye. And if a guy doesn't have an eye, then finish. It's at Liefsha. Dilma Hechet Efsha, Efsha, Liefsha, Liefsha. Upatrinale. And you're Potter. Now, being a riot, we have such a thing. Because Allah is that if a trefa, a person who's a trefa, kills someone, he does not get Misa. Why not? Because a treifa, you can't say edus on a treifa. Because edus on a treifa is iat yachal lahazima. Because edim zayim have to be a kasha zomam. Now, If you say Eidus on a person who's a dead person, it's Eidus Shiat Echlazima, because if you find Eidus Zayma, they're potter, because they're trying to kill a dead person. So therefore, a Trefa never has a case where he's Chayav Misa, because you can't say Eidus on him. He's a dead person walking, and all Eidus on that are called Yat Echlazima. So say, Deloit Hemach, a Trefa Shargaz HaShalim, Mayav Dinilei. Ella, what do you do? What do you do for him? Trefa to kill the Shalim, Mayav Dinilei. Do you give him Misa? No, Teresa, you can't give him Misa. See, here also, maybe eye means for eye. If the guy's blind, it's okay. You don't think you can do about it. You knock out his eye. You make sure he doesn't have an eye. If he doesn't have an eye, he doesn't have an eye. So it's also not a raya. This is also slugged up, this attempt at bringing a raya to the halacha of mamain, we also slugged that up. So far, just to recap, we'll stop here. But the recap is that we had the drushes from Maka Odo, Maka Behema, Maka Maka, and we have Lisich Koif and Nefesh Yotzeach. Those are two drushes. The Gemara tried two other ones that didn't work out. The first one the Gemara tried was that the eye was bigger. Gemara says, no, that's not a drasha because it's taking away his eyesight. And the second one was that, what happens if he's a Summa? And Gemara says, if he's a Summa, you won't do it. It's not a raya from here that it is mamarim.